Don't look under the bed. Lila moved into a small, cozy apartment, perfect for her first place alone. The previous tenant had left in a hurry, but she didn't think much of it. It was cheap, and she needed the space. Her first night there, she noticed an odd draft in the bedroom, even though the windows were sealed tight. She shrugged it off and went to bed. But as she drifted off, she thought she heard a faint sound. It was like whispering. She sat up, holding her breath. The room was silent. Must be the neighbors, she told herself. But the sound returned the next night, and the night after that. By the fourth night, she couldn't take it anymore. The whispers had grown louder, almost like voices arguing, muffled under the floorboards. Frustrated, she crouched down to listen, her ear pressed against the wooden planks, and then she heard it clearly. She's listening. Lila jerked back, her heart racing. She stared at the floor, now too afraid to move. A sharp creak broke the silence. The bed behind her shifted slightly, just an inch. Slowly, she turned to look. Something was peeking out from underneath, a hand. It was pale, bony, and its fingers curled toward her, motioning her closer. Lila bolted for the door, her breath catching in her throat. As she ran, she heard a voice from behind her, soft but mocking. You shouldn't have looked. She never went back to that apartment, but sometimes, late at night, she still hears whispers under her bed.